Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. We are recording today on Trump Day, right?
It's actually 45 minutes before he gets sworn in. It's Friday on the 20th. We had to do this show special today, and it's not normally we do it on a Sunday. And we have 45 minutes to go before the exchange of power, and I'm really worried because Obama granted another 330 commutations to drug offenders, which just continues to undermine our law enforcement. But he's been commuting and pardoning so many people. I'm deathly afraid that he's going to give Alaska back to the Russians.
Well, he could very well. He's got an hour and a half to do it.
No, he's got 45 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty good.
He's got 45 minutes before.
He's got a rush.
Yes, the peaceful transfer of power will transpire.
Wow. Do you think it's going to be a peaceful transfer of power? I don't know. I mean, this is the first year that, since, you know, the Andrew Johnson administration.
Obama has granted more commutations and pardons than the last nine presidents combined.
Wow.
This could tell you everything you need to know. He also commuted the sentence of Lopez Rivera.
Yeah, terrorist.
He planted over 100 bombs in the New York City area and killed people.
Did you ever hear the story of how he was captured?
No,
he was
tell me. Explain to me.
A guy broke into his apartment. And the guy who broke into his apartment saw what was in the apartment, got so scared that the burglar went to the police to tell him that this guy's a nut.
Really?
He's like, I was robbing the guy's apartment. And
that's how he got caught.
That's how he got caught.
Well, he's granted so many clemency petitions and pardons that it's mind-boggling, and it just undermines our law enforcement. Like, why do you want to put people in prison? Why do you want to fight to bring people to justice?
Well,
if
that's
the president,
that's a Jersey way, too. You know?
Yeah, just gonna let them free. So let's hope we get to keep Alaska.
Yeah, we could lose that in the next 45 minutes.
And last night, Thursday night, there was a huge rally, 20 to 25,000 people in New York City outside Trump Tower, led by Michael Moore. Michael the Hutt.
He's got to keep his name in the press.
These people are just not letting go. And listen, I respect the position of the chief executive officer, the president of the United States. When Obama was elected 8 years ago and reelected 4 years ago, I was not happy.
No.
I did not rally. I did not petition. I did not stamp my feet. I sucked it up.
Right.
Okay?
Although I did have to go to grief counseling this morning.
You did?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
No, you did something else this morning, which was nice. But let me tell you right now, it shows you the what's going on in the world, because Obama's last official telephone call as a world leader last night was to Angela Merkel from Germany.
Oh.
Okay? Wishing his globalist friend goodbye. I hope that the Trump effect goes into full effect in Germany and France, and Marie Le Pen wins in France, and Merkel loses, and a populist type leader wins in Germany, because this whole globalist view needs to be knocked off at its legs, because it's not going to work.
It is also happening in Italy too. You've got a Trump kind of guy who won the election for prime minister, and he is a, you know, he's a comedian. He literally is a comedian. And the populace just said, screw you. They're tired of what's going on.
Yes. We're all tired of it. We're all tired of carrying everyone on our backs and then have to apologize.
Yes. Well, that's the worst part. Yeah. You know, having to apologize for America being the greatest country in the world. And if it wasn't, you know.
Listen, if we can't, that wasn't me, that's you.
Well, that's
if we can't help ourselves, how can we help others?
Right. Right.
Okay. I mean, it just boils down right. to that. And this whole elitist globalist, you're going to see all Cher and all these movie stars last night are in Manhattan. They want us to share their sympathy and pain because they have to go from 6 housekeepers to 5 now because Trump is being elected or whatever. None of this shit is going to affect
them
anyway.
It's never going to affect any of them.
No.
You know, it's just like I was looking. I try to stay away from social media at times like this, but I just cannot take it. People whining and crying about how Obama is leaving. Oh, what a wonderful family that is leaving the White House. And I'm thinking to myself, loser, you know these people? Do you know them personally?
Really?
What a wonderful family they are? What?
Worry about yourself right. and your family. And again, right. that's the whole populist movement yeah. now, where the globalists, again, here's what happened. Merkel brings migrants in. Migrants rape, ribbit, pillage, and steal. The natural-born citizens want them removed. She says you're unpatriotic.
Right.
But she doesn't right. walk amongst them or live amongst
no,
them.
No, because she's living in her own little world, her
correct.
Own little
so
dorm.
We're unpatriotic
right.
because we don't want to fund people that hate us. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. It really is amazing. Now, on a side note, Scott Bach was going to be on the show today to answer other questions about what happened in New Jersey with Christie's executive orders and Loretta Weinberg and stuff. But he unexpectedly had to go to the funeral service for Roy Ennis, who was an NRA board member
oh,
for
wow.
many years. And yeah, Roy was also a civil rights activist in yeah. the city. He hated Al Sharpton, by the way.
Yes, he did.
He actually, on the, what was it, the Morton Downey show, he actually pushed Sharpton off of a chair.
I didn't.
Onto his ass. Sharpton had his wig on. Yeah, you guys
can
YouTube
that.
It.
Yeah,
Roy Ennis, I-N-N-I-S. Yeah. Roy Ennis and Al Sharpton, they had a whole to-do on air. It was pretty good. So he couldn't make it. So we're going to try to get him in next week to talk about that. But yes, the elites are dwindling worldwide. The globalist pop view, the elitist view is dwindling. Nikki Haley looks like she's going to be the ambassador to the UN, and you know they're trying to pass legislation now to defund the UN. So I think it's a good thing that the UN should start paying for
yeah,
itself.
Right.
Again, the United States, if we don't take care of ourselves, how could we help anybody else out?
Well, we can't. You can't be weak and help from a position of
weakness. Correct. So.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250 pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day, she was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Your Valentine will love you for it. Hurry and order early. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
So, this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com, also Liberty Office Suites on Facebook. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional office environment for your growing or part-time or full-time business. Get out of the coffee bars. Get out of your mom's basement. You don't want people to come over and visit to look at your architectural plans and your mom's 43 cats are walking all around the house.
The cat lady.
The cat lady. So libertyofficesuites.com, two locations, one in Montville, one in Parsippany. Support those who support us.
So let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
How do you think this is going to play in New Jersey now? I mean, I've talked to a couple of people who are big operatives in the Democrat Party. And they're a little upset in a sense that this guy Murphy is basically the one guy put it was, I guess we're going to do another coronation
with Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is Murphy's stance on. By the way, Kim Gadano is running. She said this week that she's running. Is that how you say it? Gadano?
Gadano.
Yeah, Gadano, whatever. She's running. Anybody else? Rulo, Gadano, if you know these people.
Joe Piscopo.
If you know these people or you can contact these people, tell them to come on the show. Tell them to contact talkback@gunforhireradio.com. We've only had one so far, Stephen Rogers from right. Nutley. He's come on. He's had the seeds to come on. And we will have him on again and again and again over the next six or 7 months.
As many
but
times
Kim Gadano and... Phil Murphy's welcome to come on the show. I don't care.
That would be.
And then what's it? It's Stephen Rulo is another contender.
We'd Joe even Piscopo. Go to Phil Murphy to.
No, I'm not. He's got to come. He's got to come into the range.
Oh,
yeah,
I
have to get him
good.
Into the range.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now, Phil Murphy doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. By
no,
the way.
He doesn't. No, he loathes the Second Amendment.
And he will sign common sense legislation that Christie vetoed. He will mandate gun safety training, which we're going to mandate a constitutional right requires training.
Right, because he said no one should be able to buy a gun without first undergoing training.
Keep guns out of the hands of those suffering with mental illness. I would agree with that. Tax gun sales to prevent violence. Oh, yeah, that'll work.
That's worked.
We pay
a
shitload of tax
everywhere.
Now anyway.
And where's that tax money going to go?
Yeah, in their pockets.
Right.
Strengthen regulations on gun transfers. Work with neighboring states to prevent gun violence prevention, and direct the Attorney General to vigorously defend gun laws. This guy wants to act as an agent against gun owners in the NRA, and right now he is the heir apparent. I'm telling you right now. And you know what? We had Stephen Rogers on, and I like Stephen Rogers from my point of view, but if he doesn't start appealing to the centrists, he's not going to win.
No, this is New Jersey. You know, it's funny, on my way up here, I've got usually about an hour and change to observe the fellow motorists on the Garden State Parkway North. And we're living in a state where 85, 90% of the population voted for Hillary Clinton?
Yes, yeah.
So... you can't, and Christie was such a turd. He left such a horrible legacy behind him that it's going to be very hard for a Republican to win dog catcher in this state.
Correct.
So I don't, and this Murphy guy looks like he's being coronated to be the next governor.
He scared the two biggest, best funded hitters.
Yeah.
Steve Fulop and Steve Sweeney. Right. Two high name brand recognition with money, with infrastructure for fundraising and everything. Those two guys respectfully bowed out to make way for His Highness Phil Murphy.
Yes.
The guy's worth $700 or $800 million. He's a
and
Goldman
who's the guy
Sachs
from
guy.
South Jersey? I'm drawing a blank now. The guy, he. This is the
Dem he's or,
Democrat. Oh, I don't know. Rutgers. God, he's a big power broker in the state down there. He was the one that had the...
What, like Wisniak or something like that?
No, Stockton State, he had it turned over to... I'll think
I don't know nothing about nothing, but we're screwed in New Jersey, guys. We're all going to be riding this Trump train federally, and we're going to be screwed in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing that could happen is there is legislation that was introduced, new legislation. It's H.R. 38.
That's Hudson's bill, right?
Yes. Richard Hudson introduced legislation to grant national reciprocity for Americans who can carry concealed firearms in their home states. But listen to this. This came from Lewis Knappen. As I've been saying, if you live in New Jersey, get your Florida or Utah non-resident carry permit now before the rush. Representative Hudson clarified on Wednesday that his national carry reciprocity bill would apply to permits issued by states to non-residents.
Yep.
Many gun owners in states that use a may-issue permitting process, such as California or New Jersey, are not able to obtain concealed carry permits from their home state, even if they've passed a background check and met the training requirements. Since the final decision in those states is left at the discretion of government officials. However, those same gun owners may be able to obtain a non-resident permit from a state with different gun laws under Hudson's proposal. That permit would allow them to carry across the country, including in their home state. This is H.R. 38. Now, we offer the Utah, Florida non-resident carry. We offer Connecticut. We offer a bunch of states. Go on our website. Get it now. Listen, is it a guarantee?
No.
No. Is the bill going to pass? No. But you better do it.
Right. Right.
And
because
the more of us
if
we
it
have,
does pass, there's going to be a line out the door.
Yeah, and not only that, but the more of us that have it, these legislators mm-hmm. in these home states, the Utah might go and say, how many non-residents have we issued?
Right.
And how many have committed crimes? How many have had them pulled?
Right.
How many non-resident Florida? Oh, less than 0.00000% have had a problem. Okay. Their argument is invalid that it's
right.
going to create the Wild West. So the more the merrier, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're listening to this, get your Florida, get your Utah non-resident carry permits, and get ready for the Trump train. I've been saying for 7 years now, Sandy, that we are going to get national carry before we got a state carry.
Yes, yes.
And it
I
looks
agree.
Like we're this is the closest we've ever
yeah,
been.
Absolutely.
Also, guys and girls, Trump is going to make the Supreme Court great again. We know he has one Supreme Court justice appointee that he has to take care of. Now we just have to see how many more are going to go. Didn't what's-her-name Ginsburg say she was going to move to Australia or Canada or something?
I would hope, wouldn't it?
Well,
be
she
great?
Should keep her word. She's a Supreme Court
she
justice.
Should. Yeah, well, she likes South Africans.
Go. Constitution.
Constitution, much better.
I'll pay
than
for her ticket.
You and me both. We'll send her first class.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey
we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. Go and check out Carlos Negron, part-time employee Sherry Spivak. They are on Route 10 in East Hanover, right across the street from the Best Buy. Same building as Check Cashing. Little boutique shop, does a lot of custom work, has one of everything, two of some things, and three of other things in there. So support those who support us, County Line Firearms. Now, let's talk about this. So the National Reciprocity Bill is looking pretty good. Let's see if we can get some real legs on it and get some people to push it through, and we can see what happens with it. But I'm not 99% sure it's going to go through. I'm 90% sure that it's going to go through.
You think you're that optimistic? Huh?
You know what? Watching the Senate confirmation hearings for Trump's cabinet, the Dems have no power. They're just dog and pony show. They're just asking stupid questions. And if the Trump train keeps up in two more years, he could win some more governorships, more congressmen, and more senators.
Mm-hmm.
We might get that override number that we're looking for, the number 62, correct? Right? 62.
Yeah, 60 or 62.
So I think that the populist era is here. Regardless of what the liberal elites on both coasts say, the majority of the Americans have spoken.
Yeah.
And if Trump can use his tweeting and his unorthodox style to replicate like FDR's fireside chats and get the American people engaged and immobilized, I think we can get a lot done.
I think we could. You know, it's we're living in a world now where the press has become irrelevant, and they know that. They're frightened. You've got a president who doesn't mind speaking his mind.
Yes.
And there's no indication really that he's going to stop. The same type of thing that he did as candidate in Trump.
He was tweeting from the church this morning before the inauguration.
Okay.
He was tweeting.
So, I mean, hopefully nobody, I don't think anybody's going to quell this guy.
I don't either.
Yeah.
70 years, the makeup is there. He's not changing.
Right. He's not changing.
And this is what made him win.
Yeah.
If he becomes politically correct, his numbers are going to tank.
Right.
So let's see what kind of results we have. But, you know, if you have a carry permit, you saw what happened in Arizona. A resident actually with a carry permit saved a state trooper's life.
But you saw how the media played it down, too. What was interesting about that was how the news reports were lamenting the fact that he was only able to carry a gun because the gun laws were, quote, lax in Arizona. So they're very lax in Arizona, so people can carry guns in Arizona. So he saved a trooper's life, and that's the way it should be. I mean, if you were to mount law-abiding citizens, had the right to protect their lives the way that the founders intended it to be, we wouldn't have a lawless society the way we do.
Correct. But you can help, and you know that would be a whole learning segment onto his own. Maybe I would have Uzzolino come in, Lieutenant Uzzolino come in.
That would be a good idea.
And talk about that, because there's a good chance that you're going to get shot.
Absolutely.
If that cop that got shot radioed in, shots fired, and when the cops get to the scene, if you're there with a gun, they're going to shoot you, and then they're going to tell you to put the gun down.
Right, exactly.
It's just human nature. All right, shit ain't the movies.
Right, right.
So you'd have to be really, really careful about that. And, you know, everything hurts us around the clock. Like this this Santiago, the kid from Alaska of Puerto Rican descent, born in New Jersey, who went crazy in the Fort Lauderdale airport. His guns were confiscated twice. For mental reasons. He went to the FBI. He said the government was forcing him, the military was forcing him to watch ISIS videos. You talk about slipping through the cracks, and people died.
Well, I think the cracks are huge, and when it comes to mental health, the cracks are huge. The system is so twisted backward, and unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do to prevent crazy. You know, think about it. Without infringing even more on our rights, the last thing I think of is getting the government involved or putting more regulations involved when it comes to solving a problem.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, but, you know, signs have to go up. Due diligence has to be done in situations like this.
Yeah.
You know, in New Jersey, if I started acting like a fruitcake, my guns would get taken away in a heartbeat. You know, New Jersey's too far to the other side.
Right, which is what I'm afraid of, is the fact that when you open a door like that and you allow social workers to start making a decision as to whether your rights should be violated or not, that's a little sketchy for me.
You're worried about that, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too worried about that. I just think that we do need to pay more attention to people that are saying that someone's forcing them to watch ISIS
videos. No, that's...
I think because of political correctness.
Right, right.
You know, we don't want to piss the Muslims off. That's the religion of peace.
Right, and I totally agree with you that, but allow a psychiatrist to make that call, you know, or a skilled psychologist to make that call. Let's not try to use the... Typically what happens with those types of laws is... there's a lot of political interest on the side of special interest groups that will try to make money. It's always about the dollars. Follow the money. And they want to be able to allow more quote-unquote practitioners to enter into that system. And maybe they're qualified, maybe they're not. But they tend to be quite anti-gun in that profession.
You know... let's go back to New Jersey. You know, Bohica, we have a senator that didn't earn his seat in New Jersey, who you don't hear anything about, really.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Cory Booker,
right.
A.K.A. the closet Cape Crusader, who still hasn't claimed whether he likes males or females, all of the above or none of the above. He really is a turncoat, because he got his Senate seat because Lautenberg died.
Right.
And they put him in as a temporary.
Right.
And then he ran in Lautenberg's seat and got the 6-year election. So he went from a failed city of Newark, horrifically failed, where he was caught in numerous lies, said he lived in Newark when in fact he actually lived in New York City with his friend,
right.
Male friend. And, you know, he used to talk about his fake friend T-Bone. He had a relationship with a drug dealer, and he's run in burning buildings, and he's lifted cars up to pull little kids out, and, you know, the whole
yeah,
bit.
Right.
And he's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive. But he last year he spoke highly of Jeff Sessions, and now this year he attacked Sessions. And he's been taking pot shots at every one of Donald Trump's appointees. And he's basically grandstanding because he's going to run for president in 4 years. Because
absolutely.
He feels he's the Obama light heir apparent.
Right.
Obama light, not light skinned. I don't mean it that way. But Obama was a heavy contender in the political scene after 8 years as the POTUS. Cory Booker thinks he's going to just fit right in. He's going to be the golden boy of the Democratic Party.
Mm.
And he's going to get into it. But, you know, he's also beholden to everyone else. He two votes in a row, he knocked down lowering prices of prescription drugs to Americans, especially seniors. And lo and behold, he's received almost $400,000 in money from pharmaceutical company donations.
And he can, as a senator of New Jersey, we probably have the largest big pharma presence in the country. And there's just no way that he's going to be able to vote against that.
Correct. So he's a two-faced turncoat. Last year he talked about Sessions and his civil rights actions and everything he did good for the country, and now he turns around and he sticks it to him. He sticks it to everybody, and I hate a guy with no integrity. Didn't Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook give him like $100 million or $50 million for North?
A ridiculous.
North?
Yeah, where
and
is it?
It disappeared, right?
Yeah. Where is that money?
Disappeared, right? So,
I wonder how Zuckerberg feels about that. He probably doesn't give a crap.
But Booker was the first, Twitter, social media mayor,
right,
following Obama's lead with, as the POTUS, how he had such strong social media hooks. But Booker's really an empty suit. He has no claims to fame, but Obama went from being a junior community organizer, junior senator, to president,
right,
in 5 years.
But he was groomed. There's got to be, you cannot convince me that there's not a bunch of people behind him pulling the strings. He's just the puppet. I mean, there's been a huge Marxist movement. He surrounded himself with Marxists. He was groomed. He was kept silent until he ran for president. I mean, there was nothing you could go back on his record. He had no record. It was as if he was chosen and groomed and for that placeholder.
I would have to agree. And I also believe he's the Manchurian candidate. To knock the United States off of their exceptional high horse.
Right.
And to
set us up for more defeat.
Correct.
He literally in 4 years doubled the national debt. When coming in, he said it was a crime that George Bush had.
Correct.
Half of it.
From $9 trillion to $20
trillion. Right. Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
So it looks like next week, Eric from Gun Sitters will be on the show. They've been getting so much action, they had to buy more lockers.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes, gunsitters.com and their military division weapons guard is 831B Route 10 East in Whippany, New Jersey. They're under the Pancake House, the original Pancake House. You got to go check them out. They have new guns and used guns for sale, but they'll give you a tour of the vault area. If you're ever in a pickle and you need to store your guns somewhere, you can bring them to Gun Sitters. We had a platinum member in the range the other day told me they had over 150 guns. They're building a new house in Bergen County. They took 10 of their most famous popular guns, and the other 140, they put up at gun sitters until the construction is done with the safe and everything.
What a great idea.
Just so they have their guns that they like to come to the range with and shoot all the time. So,
You have access to the guns, too. Yeah, you can go up and pick up a gun and drop it back.
Is it as convenient as having them at home? No.
Yeah.
But it's safe and secure.
Right.
So gunsitters.com and also Weapons Guard. Weapons Guard, if you're in the military, you're stationed in New Jersey, you legally own 2 handguns, and you get transferred to California for 6 months, those New Jersey guns probably aren't going to be legal in California. So you can leave them with Weapons Guard for free. And Eric's going to come on next week because they're announcing new locations for gunsitters and Weapons Guard. They're spreading across all 50 states.
Excellent.
With this concept. So gunsitters.com, support those who support us. Now, some really important New Jersey news that Sandy and I would love to share with all of our listeners here. Where is it, Sandy? Oh, our buddy, the food editor for NJ.com, Peter Genovese, wrote Diner Heaven, the best diners in each of New Jersey's 21 counties. Now, if you're not from the New York metropolitan area, what you don't know about New Jersey is the capital of malls and diners.
Yeah.
And malls are starting to disappear because of online shopping and people's shopping styles are changing. But diners ain't disappearing.
They're not going no place.
Correct. The majority of the diners are owned by Greek families. Many of them are open.
I guess you would have to say that, right?
The majority. Many of them are open 24 hours.
Yep.
They all have a specialty or two. And out of the 21 diners in 21 counties, Sandy says he's eaten in all 21.
I think
I've eaten at about 7 of them. One is the Arlington Diner, which is across the road from Belleville,
where it all started.
They used to have the best cheesecake.
Yeah, absolutely. We used to go there all the time. It was under the bridge.
Yep.
And under the trestle and over the bridge,
yep.
And we were right there.
I used to get there the disco fries. For you people that don't know what that is, it's French fries with mozzarella cheese and hot brown gravy on top of it. That's called disco fries.
I don't know where that name came from.
Because you go after a disco.
Is that
what?
Back in the 70s. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
I've never been to the Atlantic, the Silver Coin Diner.
I have in Hamilton. Yep.
Bitch.
And but I don't know. He's saying that he's saying their cheeseburgers are really good. They're okay.
I've never had them, but I've been to the Chit Chat Diner in Hackensack.
Yep.
And the matter of fact, the owners of the Chit Chat Diner also work out with me at GT Fitness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they run a really spotless diner. And if you want to try some really good pancakes, check out the Chit Chat Diner.
Oh, really? Their pancakes
are
good?
Yeah.
I've never had the pancakes there. My wife used to live across the way from, remember the Forum Diner?
Yes.
Yeah, she used to live.
Was that in Fairlawn?
Paramus.
Paramus,
yeah.
Okay.
She lived across the street from the guy who owned the Forum, and he owned the Paramus Diner.
Nice.
And but I mean, those were places that, when they disappeared, I was amazed. Yeah.
In Burlington County, the Shamong Diner, you've eaten there?
Yes, I have.
Bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's actually good. It's got a really kind of weird, eclectic kind of menu. Everybody says Mastori's Diner and we've eaten at Mastori's, haven't
yes.
we? And I mean, they give you a big cheese bread,
yes.
and a cinnamon bread in the beginning, and they get a really nice bakery. But I don't know, it's just not. Just the food. I have to say, I agree that the Shamong Diner in Shamong is
good, best.
Yeah, it's better than Mastori's.
What about Ponzio's Diner in Cherry Hill? Have you eaten there?
Yeah, I miss Olga's. Let me tell you, Olga's was the shit. Olga's was there forever. George Bush Sr. stopped at Olga's Diner to get there. They used to be known for their, like you say, everybody has their own specialty.
There's always something.
Yeah, theirs was Boston cream pie, and it had like the best Boston cream pie. I would travel 45 minutes to go get their Boston cream pie.
And then in Cape May, we have the Tuckahoe Family Diner. You been there, Fatty?
Yes. Yes, I sure have. And it's good.
What about Maurice River Diner in Cumberland?
I have been, strangely enough. We found that place by accident, really, one time. My wife and I were out driving around, and we were, just stopped. And I'm like, oh, this place looks kind of cool. Kind of tiny place.
Now, I've been to Angelo's in Glassboro. Angelo's Blessed Birthday.
Really?
It's a tiny little place.
Yeah, tiny little
I went
place.
Down to the glass manufacturing places. We did a tour
in
Glass Barrel where they blow glass and
stuff.
Right,
right, right.
The diner is literally like, it's a typical old, it's like 2 foot by 3 foot.
There's
eight stools inside.
Yeah, there's a bunch, just a couple of stools.
But the old... I went there for the bread pudding.
Did you go?
Yeah, they're famous for the bread pudding, yes.
Oh.
And then, guess what? In Essex, we have the Parkwood Diner in Maplewood, which I've been there, which is a very, very good food. They're known for their lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, the lemon meringue pies are great.
In Hudson, Top's Diner, East Newark. Yes,
East
baby!
Newark.
East Newark is, when you see the sign says, Welcome to East Newark, painted on the back of it as you're leaving East Newark.
Yeah, pretty much.
East Newark has about 3,500 residents. It was the first town in the country, by the way, East Newark, to put surveillance cameras in the entire town.
Really?
Yeah, there's like five street corners in the town. They can't. The police department wired them all up, and the whole town was under surveillance.
Oh,
East Newark is tiny.
Yeah, is
Top's Diner, try the French toast when you go there.
Yeah, they make a serious-ass French toast.
Oh, my God. The Reddington Diner in Hunterdon County off of Route 20, on Route
22. Would you have picked a Reddington?
No, I would have picked the other one on 78.
On 78,
The train car one. I can't think of the name of it.
Clinton
Diner.
Clinton is it something station?
Clinton Station.
Yeah, Clinton Station.
I would have picked that one. Mercer, the Americana Diner, I didn't eat yet. Did you eat there?
Yeah, I have. It's good. It's like... It's a 1950s style. It's brand new, but they own the Skylark Diner up in Edison, and I can't remember the other one. Is it Pines Manor? But the Skylark right on Route 1.
Yes,
we ate there when we went to the.
I might have.
That we might have. Who else is there? What's the next one? The next
The next one is in Monmouth, Broad Street Diner and Keyport.
Oh, definitely.
I have not eaten there.
It's
You've
the
eaten
shit.
There?
Yeah, it is. Tiny, tiny little place right on Broad Street and Keyport. And it is really it's the shit. And
Morris, Pompton Queen Diner in Pequannock.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's on Route 23.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you
best.
Something. Try their chicken taverna. It's a broiled half
fantastic,
chicken.
Oh, fantastic, yeah.
Patricia and I went there for breakfast a few weeks ago, and I was going to get the chicken taverna, but I didn't. The place is slamming, man.
It's
Let
been,
me tell
it's
you
been
something.
Like that ant forever. I grew up in Wayne, and we used to go to the Pompton Queen all the time, and it was great. Still is. That's one of those that don't ever change too much.
So I'm telling you, that's a great diner. Then we got the next one, Ocean Mustache Bill's Diner, Barnegat Light. I've never been there.
That's
way
the
down
only
there,
thing
huh?
That it is. It's in Barnegat Light, and it's good, but it's seasonal. Like, it's closed now. It probably won't reopen until like mid-February sometime.
Passaic County, Park West Diner, Little Falls. I can
absolutely.
See it from
can
my
see it
range.
From absolutely. Everybody would say the TikTok Diner, but
Park West.
It's got it going on, man.
I used to live next to the TikTok Diner when I lived at the Ave in Clifton.
I mean, maybe when we were kids, TikTok was it, right?
Yeah.
But TikTok was the only place. It was the only place open in the middle of the night.
Now, what about the Point 40 Diner in Monroeville? I've never been there.
I have been.
Salem County, by the way.
Yeah. Again, another one of those things that, you know, my wife and I were driving around, and it's right up on Route 40, and it's literally in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of a, you know, to me, it was nondescript. I don't know how it made the list.
Now, I've been to the Manville Diner in Somerset.
Yep.
Have you been there? Yeah.
Yep.
It's a great place. We're almost done, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't live in New Jersey, you wouldn't understand.
No.
Victoria Diner in Sussex. I'm glad they picked that one instead of the one where the Jefferson Diner.
The Jefferson Diner.
I'm glad that they picked this
Jefferson
one.
Used to be better.
Yeah, but I'm glad they picked the Victoria. I like the Victoria a lot better. It's smaller. Jefferson is blown up. Guy Fieri made it famous with diner drive-ins and dives and stuff. So.
And you're right. It blew up, and like the food just kind of got very,
And the Summit Diner in Summit, Union County, is phenomenal, by the way.
Yep.
If you want a Taylor ham and egg and cheese sandwich, that's the place to go.
Don't they call them sliders there?
Sliders, yes. Yeah. And what about in Warren, Key City Diner, La Pacon? Never been there.
I've been there one time. That's the one. It's kind of iconic. It's got that giant neon sign out in front of it. It's really kind of.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So that's our diner tour. And if you don't live in the New York metropolitan area, you have no idea.
And this is the only reason, seriously, that New Jersey even exists.
Walter Haas just texted me. He said Schumer came up to speak because he's the minority leader in the Senate. Yeah. And he got booed. And when he left the stage, they cheered.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, the people are pissed.
It's going to be like.
Good.
Schumer's an asshole. He just really is.
Listen, I got a question from Dave R., okay, in Paramus. He says, a possible question for Gun for Hire Radio. Possibly, can you run it by one of your local lawyers? I can answer this. He goes, is legal in New Jersey or pork roll versus Taylor ham? See? Everybody knows. In New Jersey, can a parent leave their firearm to their child after death? Okay? And he read the laws, and this has been covered by our attorneys all the time. Yes. Mm-hmm. You can bequeath it. You can write a note, have it notarized, and say, I... Dave R. are leaving my daughter Mary M. my AR-15. It has to be Jersey legal, and the person receiving the gun must be eligible to get a firearms ID card. They don't even need to have a firearms ID card to transfer and possess it. They do not have to register it. They do not have to get a firearms ID card.
Just can't be a prohibited person.
Can't be a prohibited person.
Still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square. Open the lid and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
This segment is brought to you by Lipstick Bodyguard. Everybody should have a lipstick bodyguard. I hate to admit it, but I've seen females get through security checkpoints with the lipstick bodyguard.
You have?
Where OC spray will get spotted and confiscated. But Lipstick Bodyguard, you know, has gotten through. So where can we get Lipstick Bodyguard, Sandy?
Right here at Woodland Park Range. Or you could go on, if you're not from the area, lipstickbodyguard.com. But
nice.
You stock it right here at Woodland Park Range at Gun for Hire.
Yes. I want to talk about, James Hedham is going to be doing his prepper course pretty soon. But it's still the winter, and it's only January, middle of January, and we still have the rest of January, February, and March. You know, storm season comes in and everything. And I just wanted to share some tips for keeping yourself, your family prepared should the poop hit the fan. You know, we get an ice storm that makes all the above ground electrical lines freeze and crack and trees fall over and crack. We have no power for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, easily.
It happened in a heartbeat, you know. And we all know terrorist attacks, although for the past 8 years we haven't had a terrorist attack on our soil perpetrated by a foreign country. The country's never been safer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's been perfect. I mean,
okay. So let me tell
you
something.
A lot of workplace violence, but no terrorist attacks.
Correct. That's a lot of workplace violence. So, you know, first thing is you should have a survival library. Don't rely just on the internet. You should buy a few books. You know, the Army Rangers have a great handbook that you can buy online. The U.S. Army has a handbook, a survival handbook. Mm-hmm. It's literally $10 on like Amazon.com. And it teaches you how to survive, basic survival skills, how to purify water, how to light fires, how to make a lean-to, you know, emergency shelter or whatever. That's a great book to have.
It's Army Rangers?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Another thing is that too many people focus on supplies instead of skills. They just buy, and they don't really learn how to use the things that they bought. They figure they'll learn when it happens.
Yeah. Well, okay? That doesn't work out well.
Correct, but you need to spend more time learning survival skills. God forbid there's a disastrous event, other than just having a basement full of stuff.
Yeah.
A basement full of stuff is not going to do good if you fall in the backyard and break your leg and you don't know how to make a splint to get yourself back into the basement to get to that food to safety.
Or your basement floods, or your house burns down.
There's exactly, all right? The next thing that I can't emphasize enough is water. You have to have enough ways to prep water.
A lot of people just concentrate on food instead of water.
No good. We talk about this all the time. You have to learn how to collect, store, and purify water. You know, they make 35-gallon drums that you can put water in, and you put one drop of bleach per gallon of water every few months, and
it keeps it stable. Drums. What are they, food-safe drums?
Yeah, food-safe drums. There's many ways that you can do it. If you live in an apartment, they make the bathroom buddy that fills up in the bathtub that you can fill with water if a disaster's coming. But you have to have enough food and water on hand, let's say for 2 weeks at minimum, right?
Do you know what water that is? That's a lot of water because you need a minimum of a gallon to a gallon and a half per person per day, and that's just for cooking and drinking. You have to think about sanitary water also.
Correct. You can survive 10 times longer without food than you can without water.
Absolutely. Like, and nobody thinks about that.
Well, I bought all of these Great Western drums, and I got food for days. And how much water? Oh, I got like 10 1 gallon containers.
Yeah, that'll
in the basement.
Be enough.
It's not good. I mean, true preppers have 6 months supply of water. That's not realistic for most of us that live in urban areas.
I have a pond,
and you, as long as you have ways to filter it, then you're okay. All right. You should also have a variety of food supplies. Don't buy the same thing. You ever eat the same thing every day?
Oh, man.
Listen, I do a meal prep. I do Clean Eats meal prep. Last night, I had a chicken cheesesteak because I couldn't look at the meal prep.
Yeah.
And I have choices at my disposal.
Right.
Could you imagine being at home and having eat the same thing? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Rice and beans.
Correct. The next thing that you should do is you need to rotate your food and your water.
Eat it.
Eat the food.
Yeah,
and
but
buy
store
new.
The food that you normally eat. Don't be buying crap you never eat and expect to eat it when the shit hits the fan.
Correct. The next thing is you should have vitamins on hand. They're cheap. Buy Centrum or whatever, one a day, Fruity Pebble, Flintstone Chewables, whatever the hell may be. But you know what? It's going to tax your system, and you should have you should be taking some good vitamins every day and have a 2 month supply, 3 months supply. You know, come 90 in a bottle. Buy two extra bottles.
Especially
and again,
if all you, if you're like a lot of people who the old style preppers who only used to keep rice and beans. No, you're not going to be able to get enough nutrients out of rice.
Let me tell you something. Rotate the food, rotate the water, have your vitamins. Buy three things of vitamins, 90 per. Eat out of the one jar. When it starts to get low and you have two jars left, order another backup jar. So you always have two in the queue.
Right.
That's 180-day supply of vitamins.
Right.
And anything else. You know, Sandy, we talk about this all the time, but prescription medicine.
Absolutely.
All right, you have to have prescription medicine.
And everybody
even
worries
if you have
about
to bite the bullet.
Right. You have to, you'll probably have to go out, and because your insurance company is only going to allow you to have that 30-day supply.
Correct.
What you should do is get from your physician a written prescription, if they even do them anymore, and go out and buy that. You can go to a Canadian pharmacy and get that. You can go online and get to a Canadian pharmacy.
You got
to
have backup, you especially if it's going to keep you alive.
Absolutely.
I mean, I take allopurinol, a maintenance dose for gout. That's all I take. I could live without it because I'm probably not going to eat anything high in uric acid. Right. All right, I'm not going to die. But I do have a two-month supply buffer. You know why? Because I forget to take them once in a while. And I've been on it for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And I look, every time I get the renewal comes online from CVS, I renew it. I look, I still have like 60 left because over the years I've just amassed extra. Because
right.
I missed one on a Wednesday, I missed another one on a Friday, no big deal. But somebody like you that has to take stuff to keep your cold black heart pumping.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. If you're dependent on anything, whether it's any kind of medication for heart or for diabetes, anything that you're dependent on, you should have a minimum of 3 months supply.
Correct.
I hear your head cracking out there, but 3 months supply.
Very important.
Very important.
You know, another thing is don't just rely on your food storage. What else did you stock up? Do you have first aid kit? Do you have hygienic supplies?
Right.
Do you have your bug out
toilet
bags?
Paper?
Yeah, oy. Cooking implements, clothes, weapons, okay? While food should be your first priority, don't forget your other priorities,
right.
All right? The other thing is don't rely only on your arsenal. Don't just rely on your gun. If you could get a crossbow would be a nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
A blowgun, a Crawford walking stick blowgun. I know. I have the longest confirmed kill with one.
Yes, you
okay?
do.
Okay. You know, you can kill stuff with blowguns. You can, listen, a pellet gun.
Yeah, right.
A pellet gun, a hand pump pellet gun that doesn't require CO2.
Right.
You could kill squirrels and rabbits and birds all day
long. All day
with
long,
it.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
People don't realize it. And this is cheap.
Right.
In New Jersey, it's a real gun. Other free states, you can just buy that shit at Walmart or Dick's
right.
and bring it home.
Right.
Not taking care of your pets. All right. If your pets require drugs, you need extra drugs for the pets.
Same thing for them.
Correct. You need a survival kit, a pet first aid kit.
Yes.
You should have a pet first aid kit and make sure you have enough pet food. Obviously, they could probably eat some of our food, but there's no reason why you can't stock up whatever dry food. Keep an extra bag or
right.
two in the queue.
Right.
So you always have it and you're rotating it out. The next thing you got to think about is planning on bugging out. And this is where Jim with the Prepping 101 class comes in. You got to make sure you have bug out bags and stuff because God forbid, you know, you have to get out and you have to leave.
And you're not going to know ahead of time that this could happen at any time. Anthony and I have said this forever. You need to have stuff in your car with
Correct.
You. You and your loved ones should be prepared to go from wherever they are.
Correct. 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 So gasoline, propane.
Oh, yeah.
Think about all of these things. You really have to look around and go, okay, what do I have? All right, how long will it last? 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, then double it.
Right.
Because
yes,
you're going to go through it faster than you think.
Yep.
I'm telling you, water, you're going to consume water so fast, you're not going to know what hit you. Remember, your
especially
water,
in the summertime.
Yep, your water heater's full of water, but
right.
it's going to disappear.
Right, right.
So, and again, let's just pretend it's the winter and we get an ice storm and electricity's down and you're stuck in the house, you know, for 5 days. What do you have?
Right.
Look at it and say, okay, what can I do for 5 days? You know, we talked before about like board games, if you have a family, so you don't end up strangling them all. You know?
And we're by ourselves, so we don't really care.
Correct.
And we're
so,
Italian, so we literally could have a Holocaust that would last 6 months, and we have enough in our pantry cabinets to keep us alive because we were raised that way.
Correct, correct, correct. So this is what I'm telling you, that you have to be prepared and be careful. So we have a new president. We have classes coming
We think.
Up,
we don't. Do we have a new president yet?
Yeah, he was. Walter Haas, he's being sworn in right now.
Okay, all right.
People were chanting, lock her up, when Hillary came on the stage, by the way.
She came on the stage?
Yeah, she has. Well, she's there, whatever. She's not on the stage, wherever. Holster draw, February 27th. Low light, no light, February 13th. CPR AED, February 5th. Quick clot, February 12th. You should learn all of this for being prepared, by
yes.
the way. The Protective Pen, February 18th. Protective Cane, February 11th. Protective Flashlight, February 26th. Prepping 101 with James Hedda, March 25th. and civilian response to an active shooter situation, February 21st. Please support those who support us. Lipstick Bodyguard, County Line Firearms, Gun Sitters, and Liberty Office Suites.
And on that note, we are coming up with something for you guys where Anthony says, support those who support the Second Amendment. If you guys are in business, no matter where you are in the country, if you are a 2A supporter, we want to connect you with the million-plus listeners to the show. We're going to have some exciting news. Scott, our tech guy, is working on some stuff. We'll be announcing it pretty soon. Well, that's about all I have. It's happy to be say goodbye to Michelle and Barack. Thank you for changing our country into something we don't understand. All right, well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production and music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC in New York, New York, and the license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. This here is Winston. Attaboy. We love you guys. On behalf of Anthony and everybody here, we love you. We will see you next week. Happy Inauguration Day. To go shine.